USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Trump administration is deploying Border Patrol officers to aid immigration and customs enforcement in 10 sanctuary cities over the weekend. CBP officials will be assigned to Atlanta, Boston, Chicago, Detroit, Houston, Los Angeles, Newark, New Orleans, New York City, and San Francisco. The president says he will continue to fight sanctuary city policies.
Not one more American life should be stolen by sanctuary cities. They're all over the place, and a lot of people don't want them. Politicians want them for whatever reason. That's why we're calling on Congress to pass legislation giving American victims the right to sue sanctuary cities and hold them accountable for the suffering and the damages that they've caused.
World leaders, including Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, are meeting in Germany to discuss tensions in the Middle East and other global security issues, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Joe Biden won the endorsement of Democratic Congressman from Nevada Steve Horsford on Friday as the former vice president's 2020 campaign works to bolster its chances ahead of the Nevada caucuses next week. Megan Messerly is with the Nevada Independent. She tells Fox News the Biden campaign seems to be all in when it comes to Nevada.
Joe Biden's campaign, the second largest on the ground, Bernie Sanders has about 250-plus staffers on the ground. Mayor Pete Buttigieg has about 100 staffers on the ground. So he's clearly investing all of his resources, pulling those away from Super Tuesday states and into Nevada.
Japanese health officials say nearly 70 more cases of the coronavirus have been confirmed on a cruise ship under quarantine in that country. There are close to 380 Americans among the more than 3,700 people stuck aboard the Diamond Princess. The U.S. Embassy in Japan says it's chartering an airplane to bring the healthy Americans home this weekend. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Parents commit almost 4,000 parenting mishaps before a child moves out. That's according to new research. A survey conducted of 2,000 parents, 23 and up, found the average parent commits 221 little hiccups a year, adding up to just under 4,000 between their child's birth and the age of 18. Psychotherapist Philippa Perry has some advice on how to handle if you make a mistake while parenting your child.
I think if you say, you know what, I shouldn't have shouted in the car. I had a bad day at the office and I took it out on you and that was not fair. I'm sorry. If we can do that sort of thing, our children learn to apologize too. So apology doesn't become this great big humiliating thing. Also, we're modeling you don't have to be perfect all the time. You don't have to be right all the time because that's unrealistic to be perfect and right all the time. And they learn that, you know, it's not the mistakes that matter so much, it's putting them right. Because we all make mistakes all the time. And the person that never made a mistake never did anything. Mistakes aren't the problem. The problem is we have to put them right. So sometimes that will mean saying sorry. And if we don't say sorry, if we pretend we're right when we're not, we'll be messing with our kids' instincts. And that's one thing we really don't want to do.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.